Today from the Ohio Newsroom, diversifying police departments. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Since the start of 2021, Ohio police have shot and killed 81 people. A disproportionate number of them were Black. That's according to the Mapping Police Violence Project. Some believe that more diverse law enforcement agencies will help reduce those numbers. Catherine Mobley, with Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO, reports on a new police recruiting pilot.
Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter!
I'm just asking, can y'all please train y'all cops to look at us differently?
In 2020, thousands poured into downtown Dayton, uniting their voices for police reform. Since then, the city has initiated a number of changes to address police brutality, including partnerships with Black-led organizations and community workshops on citizens' rights. But some want more. Patrick Oliver is a 28-year law enforcement veteran, serving as an Ohio State Trooper and the police chief for several cities. Now, he's the director of the Criminal Justice Program at Cedarville University, 35 miles east of Dayton. Oliver says his colleagues statewide blame a majority of police misconduct on not being able to hire enough quality officers.
So when you get people in a job that are involved in police misconduct, a minority of officers, it's because the hiring process did not do what it's intended to do.
In response, Oliver designed the College to Law Enforcement Pathway Program, CLEP for short. Its goal? Tap into university juniors and seniors to create a better hiring pool. The program puts a big emphasis on cultivating female and minority candidates. In 2021, Governor Mike DeWine gave Oliver the green light to run the CLEP pilot at Cedarville University and at its neighbor, Central State University, one of Ohio's two HBCUs. The criminal justice majors go through rigorous physical and psychological training. They must maintain a 3.0 GPA, pass a polygraph, a background, and a medical check, and they have to live out six core values.
Integrity, a strong service orientation, good human relations skills, be a team member, performance driven, and demonstrate self-control.
Candidates also spend a semester interning with law enforcement agencies, giving them a taste of what real officers experience. Oliver works with about a dozen groups willing to hire CLEP graduates and pay for their police academy training. Among them, Beaver Creek City Police. Jeff Fiorita is chief there.
And it's just another avenue for us to seek highly qualified candidates that basically are forming the future of our agency.
Last year, Taylor Smart graduated from Cedarville University and the CLEP program.
And will faithfully discharge the duties.
And will faithfully discharge the duties.
As a police officer of the city of Beaver Creek.
As a police officer of the city of Beaver Creek.
Congratulations.
She's on patrol and under probation for the next 5 months. Smart says CLEP helped prepare her for the job.
People on the projector would talk to us and that we have to figure out how to talk to people. And that was really good before we even got to the academy to figure out how to deal with certain situations and what to look out for.
But others doubt if diversifying a police department can actually help reduce police misconduct.
Diverse police officers are fine. But it doesn't matter if they have the same mindset and mentality that leads to brutality.
Jared Grandy is a Dayton community organizer and a lifelong resident. While he likes the ideas behind CLEP, he argues law enforcement itself needs to change.
The programs that currently exist have institutional bias. They're not improving policing in America. They're just making these candidates better at being good in a bad institution.
However, CLEP's creator, Patrick Oliver, strongly disagrees, saying ultimately, the good will outweigh the bad.
If you produce more highly qualified applicants, you're going to have less officers involved in police misconduct.
About half a dozen students have completed the College to Law Enforcement pilot program, and various Ohio agencies have hired them. The pilot is now under state evaluation. In Beaver Creek, reporting for the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Catherine Mobley.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.